This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The season's beginning to define itself, and to help us define it a little further, the great Jason Lockenforer, CBS Sports NFL Insider. You see him on the NFL Today. Must follow on Twitter, CBSSports.com, and of course, a constant contributor to Tops. What up, Jay? How you doing today?
What's going on, guys?
We're good. I know he's playing, but within the organizational walls, level of concern for Mahomes' ankle is?
I don't know that they're super concerned about that. I mean, tonight is a tough ask, short week after aggravating it on Sunday. But even with that, you know, what he's been going through, and he has seemed tethered to the pocket. There's been no doubt that at parts of these games, he hasn't been able to do everything Patrick Mahomes would normally do. But on the grand scheme of things concerning them right now, they've got, you know, the best quarterback on the planet. And even if he's gotten it out not quite 100%, he's not the problem. The problem is the offensive line. The problem is the defensive line and the linebackers and the secondary. Other than that, nothing to see here. They can't give up 7 yards a carry. They can't let the other team hold the ball 34 minutes a game, as has been going on for the last month. And they've got to find a way to get off to a lead, because if teams are allowed to dictate tempo and teams are allowed to stick with the run against them because the score benefits them by doing so, then they're in a lot of trouble. Yeah. This game is going to be tough. I really like Denver in this spot. I got to be honest with you.
Wow.
And then they've got the Vikings and the Packers coming up, who we know can play defense too. So I think it might get a little rough for the Chiefs before it eventually maybe gets better.
No, that's interesting. Another couple injuries. The New York Giants are taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Saquon Barkley looks like he's practicing. Evan Ingram the same. Are we going to see them back on the field? Because, you know, as crazy as it sounds, the Giants at 2-4, if they find a way to beat Arizona, one of the two teams above them is obviously going to lose, the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're going to be sitting kind of tied in second place. Where's Saquon and Evan right now?
Yeah, you're right. That's another division where I don't think anybody runs away and hides. Mm-hmm. I think barring a setback, they both probably go. They feel good about where they are right now. They're both itching to get back out there. And the medical team feels good about them. So you know, tomorrow, as you know, is more of a walkthrough day, pretty light.
Yep.
So they're on track to play. I'll put it to you that way.
Hey, Jason, you know, obviously Dallas is just going in the wrong direction. That's why you say it's kind of nobody's going to run away with this. Even the Eagles, just when you start to really believe in them, like we did when they crushed the Packers a couple of Thursdays ago, they go out and they just looked like a JV team against the Vikes this past weekend. So nobody's going to run away. I agree with you. But Dallas is really banged up at the receiver spot. Cooper's banged up. Gallup's been banged up. Cobb is banged up. You know, we talk about trades. Are they motivated to make something happen here?
Well, they got issues on defense, too.
I know.
The good news for them is it looks like the offensive line will be healthier than it's been in a while. The Amari Cooper thing, I don't believe he plays this week, but I don't expect that to be something that we're still talking about 2 weeks from now. But look, Jerry showed you last year what he thinks of his team, and he thinks this team is better than that team. And last year he was willing to go out and trade that one for Amari Cooper. So, yes, I think they're certainly on the prowl for key positions where, you know, they could be helped. I mean, I think tight end would be another one. A move tight end like a Tyler Eifert or somebody. You know, I mean, Witten, we know how dependable he is, but he's not running away from me at this stage of his career. So they're looking. The interesting thing there is, you know, Denver was going to be a big seller with Emmanuel Sanders at 0-4. If they win tonight, I got news for you. Elway's not trading those guys.
Yeah.
You know, the Bengals, will they wake up and realize that they're going to go 0-16 with or without some of these guys or close to it, and you might as well save some money and reposition yourself for the future because, you know, you need all the draft capital you can get? Maybe, you know, I'm not going to rule it out.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jason Lockenforer, Jason, CBS Sports NFL Insider, with us here every Thursday on Tiki and Tierney.
All right, the Los Angeles Rams trade for Jalen Ramsey. It doesn't feel like it's helping him right away. He's a cover corner. He can maybe shut down one half of the field, but that hasn't been their biggest issue. The biggest issue has been Todd Gurley. Are they done trying to improve this team? Because it seems like Les Snead every year is sacrificing the future. No draft picks, first-round draft picks for the last three and not now for the next two. How motivated are they to continue to try to improve this year?
Well, the problem is you start running out of, you know, but they can get creative, and there could be some more player-for-player stuff that they do, or, you know, a player plus a late pick. But the reality is, their twos are now ones, mm-hmm. and I mean, you can't go into too many drafts if you're, you know what I mean, starting to pick at round three or starting to pick at day three of the draft. So I don't know how much more leverage they have in that regard. They know they're not the complete entity right now. They know they got to find a replacement at left tackle. They know they're going to need probably at least one pass rusher, and I don't think Fowler's going to be back there either. They probably need at least two pass rushers. You know, and then even with Jalen Ramsey there, Talib's towards the end, they need help in the secondary. I get the Ramsey deal to allow Wade Phillips to be more creative and more aggressive in how he attacks teams because they don't have natural pass rushers, but I don't think it's going to help him run the football. I don't think it's going to improve the offensive line. I understand the trade. I applaud them for being aggressive and proactive. I do worry it's a little misguided.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I listen, they weren't going to win the Super Bowl before the trade. They're not going to win it now. You know what's amazing? I don't know if you uncovered this during your research as you really got deep in the weeds. Maybe you didn't. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But I'm curious if you know the answer to this. When they drafted Goff first overall in 2016, obviously they've made a slew of moves since, including the one we just talked about. So 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021, no first-round picks for the Rams. Five straight years. Has that ever happened before?
Hmm.
I believe it has. I believe there have been teams that have gone through that recently, mm-hmm. or somewhat recently, and I thought I read maybe the Eagles or some successful teams. There certainly have been teams that have traded, good teams that have traded out of the first round multiple times, but, you know, we're talking picks at the end of the first
yep.
round, and right now we don't know where these picks are going to be for the Rams. I still have real reservations about them reaching the playoffs,
yep.
which means these picks are going to be, you know, fairly high. And look, no one cares, right, if you win it all, but that's a big if.
And they've got a lot of holes to fill, which is my ultimate point. Cam Newton, you know, this is going to – you can keep kicking this down the road a little more and a little more. Kyle Allen's winning, mm-hmm. and Cam's not quite ready yet. But when those two things converge and he is ready, and if they're still winning, what do they do?
Well, there you said it. They're putting this off as long as they can. And I reported last weekend – it was highly unlikely Cam would play the first game out of the bye. They're on the bye this week against San Francisco. I'm hearing that. I'm also hearing it's probably maybe another week after that. But by week 10, they're going to have a football decision to make. And there's not a guarantee that that's Cam Newton. You know, where is Kyle Allen then, health-wise and production-wise and all of that? They've got a luxury here that's been afforded to them by how well Allen and the team has played. But you're right. At some point, this is coming to a head, and they don't want to even talk about it internally until they have to. But at some point, you're going to have to.
I mean, I think it's almost irresponsible not to talk about it internally. Are you kidding me? They have to have a plan.
Well, I think the plan is who's our best quarterback at that moment.
That's a good plan. I like that plan.
They only have one quarterback.
You think he has value elsewhere? They're not going to. They wouldn't trade him, would they?
No. I mean, look, we'll see where this thing, what this thing looks like in January, February, March. But no, there's no way he's dealt for the deadline.
Hmm. It's interesting.
Did you put your picks up yet here for this week? I'm looking on CBSSports.com.
I don't see, not yet. Friday, but I do really like Denver tonight. I think Denver can win this game outright.
Really?
I think Vic Fangio will be content to win 9-6. He doesn't care about style points. They don't care about showcasing Flacco. I think Philip Lindsay, if he touches the ball 25 times, the Denver Broncos win this game straight up.
So he's talking. He's basically saying, "Take the money line."
Yeah,
if you're listening
what
to
it
him.
Sounds what like.
All right, Jason Lockenfor is with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Jay. One of the, I guess, opposite direction games this weekend is the San Francisco 49ers. John Lynch, his plan is starting to come together. Defense is playing phenomenally. Offensively, they just want to run the ball. They play the Washington Redskins, and you know, Bill Callahan, the interim head coach, had talked about Dwayne Haskins and the fact he wasn't going to start. He wasn't, you know, wasn't ready to start. But now you start to hear things that there's progress that he's starting to make. Is there a plan with Dwayne Haskins in Washington?
No, they don't have a date circled or anything like that. I mean, will he gradually get more reps in practice? Yeah, but they're obviously not going anywhere this year.
Yeah, but shouldn't
and
he just play then?
They don't have a left tackle right now. The offensive line's in distress. And as much as Callahan wants to run the ball, you know, Adrian Peterson is not anything close to what he was in his prime, and he doesn't have cogs around him that you have to respect. So they know that to put Haskins in this situation, there's not much to be gained. But look, at some point, as we get into the holiday season, are they going to have, you know, just give the play him whatever it ends up being, 3 games, 4 games, 6 games? He will get on the field, but they're not in any rush to do it. And again, I don't know what's to be gained by not doing it. I do think, though, I haven't made my best bet yet, but San Francisco, I don't care if they're giving up 16, and they're not. They're 20. I think that is a Kyle Shanahan, hey, owner, Dan, watch this for 3 hours while I disgrace your football team. Like, he will be out for blood. Yeah. Kyle will be out for blood.
Yeah, there is history. There is history.
Lay the points. Lay them.
9.5, by the way.
Lay them. Hey, Jay, real quick on the pretty interesting CBS game as we go to Lambeau. And the Raiders coming off the bye. Last we saw the Raiders, they were in London. They pushed around the Bears, which surprised. They didn't have Tyrell Williams that game. I know that their tight end, Walther, just got the extension. Do we need to start taking the Raiders seriously in terms of wild card stuff?
What about the division? I mean, I just talked about Kansas City. Huh? I mean, if Kansas City loses tonight, I very much believe the Oakland Raiders will be in first place in that division as we get to Monday. I think Green Bay just played a really physical game against the division opponent. They survived under sort of strange circumstances and everything going their way, which has been the story of their season. But Oakland coming off a bye with a team that seems really bought into John Gruden and a team that is balanced offensively. And the defense isn't great, but I think they're content to win ugly offensively and try to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. I think Oakland is a dangerous call here for Green Bay. I really do.
These best bets and these picks from Lock and Four are going to be great.
I am not willing to declare that as a definitive best bet, which I write that column on Friday afternoon.
Yep.
But San Francisco absolutely positively will be a best.
You could tell
bet.
The right. Times are changing.
Wow.
Times are changing. Hey, JLC, last one before we let you go. The penalty situation has become, it feels like it's out of hand, right? 125 yards on average per game. Is there any directive that'll come down? I mean, the Detroit game was a disgrace, obviously, how it ended against the Green Bay Packers. But are they talking? Are they seeing anything?
Internally, yes. The league knows that this is not optimal, mm-hmm. and they've been quietly soliciting different opinions. I've been reporting for a while now that they are very serious about trying to bring Dean Blandino back to take over the replay side of things, to train people in the replay side of things, and to be the voice, the explaining voice of replay. But they also know that the on-field product needs better development, cultivation. Are they even identifying the best college officials right now? You know what I mean? To eventually move up the ranks. There's things to quibble with across the board, and I am getting the sense that the owners are now at a point where, even though the officiating department is a sunk cost, right, there's no revenue there. Nobody's buying Hockley jerseys.
Yeah.
There's no money to be made there, that they realize that there needs to be more of an investment, resources in human capital and in financial capital into trying to address this, you know, more holistically than what's going on now. And they need to train, they need to work with these officials more. They need to train these officials more. They need to identify scout officials in a different, better manner. And then, the replay thing is obviously ever-changing. So I don't think we'll see anything until, the spring meetings when this stuff usually happens. But I don't think the PI rule is going to stay the same for sure. Replay, I think that absolutely will be a one-year experiment. And we'll see what kind of restructurings come to the officiating department. I think there'll be several.
That's a lot to unpack. Locking for with the intel. Jay, I'll see you on Sunday morning. Great job, really. Thank you.
Look forward to it, guys. Enjoy the games. Thank
be
you.
Good.
No doubt, buddy. Jason Locking for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.